Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
One, two, test, test.
Man, I'm really sinking, and I really had a flash this time. I had no business leaving, and nobody would be grieving if I went on back to Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time.
What's going on, everybody? Hey, this is it. We're Redneckinize Radio. We're trying to get everything set up so we can be on Facebook Live, so we'll be on in a second. Hold on.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Ride, Concrete Cowboy Ride. The open highway is your way. 10-4, little buckaroo, and happy trails to you. Ride, Concrete Cowboy Ride.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneckinize Radio. We appreciate everybody joining along. We're here. You can call in. Live radio show, 515-602-9731. Just give us a holler. We're talking about the one thing that's been coming around here that's been going on. Just came out. We were talking about it last week a little bit, and it's going on. And I just wanted everybody to comment on it and make themselves aware that's going on. Is that there's a comment period for the proposed rule for speed limiters on commercial vehicles, and there's a comment period going on right now, and it's at regulation.gov. We got the link on our Facebook page. If you scroll down there, you'll see it. It's kind of hidden a little bit, but we'll continue to share it because it's a big deal, and we just wanted to make sure everybody can comment on it. That's, you know, and I think there's not a lot of comments being made, I bet, from truck drivers because, you know, most of us aren't aware. So you go on there and you make yourself aware of it, and that's what we want to do. So first off, I want to give a shout out to one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. They're the ones that they sell the particulate filters. They actually clean them. They've got all the necessary equipment to do that. They've got parts. They can get you some EGR coolers, charge air coolers, all that kind of good stuff. You give them a call at 800-634-3010. They're open from Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then on Saturday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that's in the East Coast because they're based out of Connecticut. And that's DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. And when you talk to them, tell them you appreciate them supporting Redneckinize because we really do appreciate them. So like I said, we were just talking about the comment period is what we were talking about. And for this proposed rule for speed limiters on big trucks. And I'd like to just keep stressing that because I just like to see more comments being made by truck drivers. Whether you're for it or against it, I don't care. We were talking about it, how it would be kind of cool that they would implement this rule, because it's kind of like one of those things where they say if the Republicans win, I'm moving to Canada, you know, or the truck drivers would say, as soon as they mandate e-logs, I'm not going to do it no more. I'm just going to hang it up. Well, it's the same deal. A lot of people saying, you know, they're going to put speed limiters. I'm not going to drive. We'll just shut it down. We'll just shut it down. That's what we'll do. And I'm like, let's see it. Let's do it. Come on now. You know, because most drivers I know, you know, they might be able to drive 70 or 80, but they don't very much because they're not crazy, you know. So, you know, they're able to and they would like to, but even if they're out there in the middle of nowhere where they can run 80 miles an hour, they don't, because they know they get better fuel mileage if they just slow down, relax, and just, you know, stay in the right lane and just keep the door shut. That's pretty much the best way to make money. And then also to relieve a lot of stress. If you just calm down and relax a little bit, stay in the right lane. Don't hide out in the middle lane or try to do all that kind of stuff. Just, you know, run a little slower, especially if it's heavy traffic, you know. So I'm all for, you know, let's get down the road. But, hey, you know, sometimes you just can't. So we had actually a good discussion on in our group, depending with our drivers that we have here that represent Redneck and I, you know, we had a good discussion about that. And it's one of those things where you see that a lot, where drivers will be relaxed and trying to slow down, but they're not in the right lane. Get out of the middle lane, because you're holding everybody up, you know, and one of those things. So and the problem is that we see it out there, that four-wheelers, they want to go, right? But trucks, you know, you got to stay over. And you got to kind of watch it. And yeah, you need to be paying attention, because yeah, you need to change lanes when you need to. But getting in the right lane, propping your feet up on the dash, you know, we don't do that. We don't need to be doing that. Stop doing that. So yeah, that's about what I was talking about with that. And like I said, it's a regulation.gov and da 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 da. I'm not real sure how you can get exactly to it. You know, when I pull it on here, it's regulation.gov/comment-on, and then it says, it's got all these numbers and everything. So I'm sure that there's a deal. Let's see if I pulled up. What if I just pulled up regulations.gov/, where's it at? Here. Comment on. Let's see what that does. We're sorry, an error has occurred. But you pull it. I mean, it's the same website. It says it's outdated. Well, if I pull up this one and refresh it, it's the same. It's good to go. I was just kind of making sure we can do this, but it's not giving you. It's regulations.gov/comment-on, then it's like /FMCSA, la da da da, all this stuff. So it looks like you can't really get to. What if we get, there we go. Okay, so I pull up regulations.gov and it gives me a main page where I can search. And there are, it says what's trending, and there is comment period for Environmental Protection Agency, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, parts and accessories necessary for safe operation, speed limiting devices. Boom, there you go. It's at the top of the list on the right-hand side. So if you just go to regulations.gov, it's like the second one next to the EPA. There's a Fish and Wildlife, Endangered and Threatened Wildlife, and Plant Draft Recovery Plan for the Mexican Wolf, Secondary Revision. And there's a Wage and Hour Division updating a Davis and Bacon and related acts. It's funny how there's a lot of stuff going on that we just don't know nothing about. And they probably sneak it in there and don't tell nobody, right? Council on Environmental Quality, Climate and Economic Justice Screening Tool Beta Version. Huh. But yeah, if you go to regulations.gov, that's the front page, and it's the second one off to the right. If you click on that, it'll pull up what you're looking for. And there is a document details, so it gives you all of what they're addressing and all that. And then we go, let's see. You can download that or print it, whatever you want. And what else we got here? Browse posted comments. We'll see what posted comments says. Beyond Dirt LLC comments. Limiting speeds in trucks will not make them safer. All it will do is impede traffic in places where the truck speed limit is higher, making driving a truck more dangerous for the truck driver because the cars around it are making aggressive maneuvers to get around it. This law is an overreach, and if there is a problem with a few trucks speeding, you need to use the state patrol to enforce with the speed limit and those law-breaking drivers and not making this job more dangerous than for the rest of us. That's a good comment. See if I can pull these up and have them. And see view related comments, share, refine results. I was going down here to see. Oh, yeah, there's lots of them. They're all here. Cool. Hey, we found it. Yesterday we were talking about how we couldn't find it. Now we can find it. You got to click on each one to read them. And it says, in this other comment here, it says, if you limit all the trucks to one set speed lower than the speed of the cars, you're likely to create a situation of having two trucks side by side traveling in their limited speed, neither one being able to pass one another, creating a bottleneck of traffic. This bottleneck could cause an impatient driver of a car to take to the shoulder and pass a truck, which would be unsafe, cause more safety concerns than it would fix. And that already happens because we get that. You know, everybody remembers back in the day, if you were driving truck back in the day, back in the 80s and 90s, you remember that, where you'd be going out Interstate 20 on Mississippi, especially Mississippi and parts of Alabama where it's just kind of rolling hills up and down like this, and there'd be a J.B. Hunt Schneider or Swift and Schneider side by side, or Werner and Swift side by side, and one was heavier than the other, and they had both the sets the same speed. So one would get them going up, and the other one would get them going down. And then one would get them going up, and the other one would get them going down. And here recently, I was trying to stress to drivers out there that if you have a truck that's governed, and let's say driving a truck that's governed, you're going to max out at 65 miles an hour, let's say, and you're going down the road 65 miles an hour. Well, especially at night, because at night, it's more of a you see it. When somebody's coming up beside you, you know, you see the lights in the mirror, and it kind of like bothers you because it's like taking forever for that vehicle to pass you. And a lot of times you look back there and it's a big truck trying to pass you, but they're not going to do it in the amount of time that you'd like. You'd like for them to just get on and go, but they're probably governed too. And they're passing you because they might be a little bit lighter than you, or the way the speed is set, they're probably going maybe, you know, a 10th of a mile or a half a mile an hour faster than you are. So what I'd recommend to people that are doing that, if you're going down the highway and you're governed and you see somebody coming up on you and they're trying to pass you, they're just not really going to do it. But they're going to do it. It's just they're not really doing it. You know, the best thing to do, instead of holding up traffic and just hanging out there and jamming on the radio, not paying attention or whatever, you know, all you need to do is just hit, you know, these days, all the big trucks, the cruise controls and all the stuff to control the truck going down the highway like that, with the cruise control and the lights flashing and all that, it's all on the steering wheel. You don't have to move your hands. It's all right there. So all you need to do is you hit a button, what I do is I'll just hit turn the cruise off. I'll just hit boom off and just let the truck slow down. And depending on where we're at, if we're going up a hill, it's, you know, I try not to do it up a hill because that way I don't lose momentum, but going down a hill, I'll let it go back off. And then that way the other truck that's trying to increase their speed going down a hill, they'll get by me faster. They can get up by me and over out of the way much quicker. I don't have to mess with it. Don't have to worry about it. Don't have to worry about trying to stay in, you know, maneuver. And especially when you got a bad road and you're out there all over the road because the road's bumpy and everything, it's like you're, and especially if you're going to come into construction where you might lose a shoulder or whatever, it's like you like to have some room to where to let the truck dance a little bit, you know, because it's going to do that, right? It's going to maneuver. And with that truck next to you, and they're just both of you hammered down the fastest that you can go, and, of course, you're probably holding up traffic. So just back off, let the guy go, and then you can get back on it, no big deal. And that's what I'd recommend, is that if you're getting beat, pretty much I'll say this, if you're getting beat going up the hill, then you need to just go ahead and back off and let them take it. Because more than likely, that's what's going to get it. The truck driver, the truck that's moving the fastest going up the hill, those are the trucks that you need to, because one time you're going to get a bigger hill and you're going to slow down even more, you know, and you say, well, then I go down a hill and I can go even faster. I say, yeah, but that's, you're not going that fast, you know, for that long, you know, so just go ahead and let them go. It's a piece of cake. Okay. So that's all I got to say about that. Yep. Yeah, we got a comment here on this. Real outlaws don't care about speed limiters. Well, you know, everybody is an outlaw trucker until outlaw trucker shit's got to be done. And nobody wants to do it. Nobody's got it. You know, our founder, Greg, will tell you that you see him out there all the time, especially when they say, oh, I quit. I ain't going to do it no more. You know, it is going to be, we know for sure, it is going to be like a limit on the trucks, because if you got a truck that's like 2003 and newer, you're going to be required to have a speed limiter. That's the proposed rule. If you got an older truck, then you're not going to be required to have a speed limiter. See, that's another thing too. You're talking about when the comments about trucks going the same speed. Well, you know who's not going to be going the same speed? That's the older trucks, and there's a lot of them out there still. In fact, those trucks keep going up in price because you can't have e-logs in the older trucks. If you get like a 99 or a 2000 and older, no e-logs, no speed limiter, and I don't know, just no EPA crap, you know, none of that other DPF and none of that stuff that, you know, really it's hard to work on. It's expensive to work on. So, you know, you get an older truck, all that goes out the window, all that other stuff that nobody likes. So you might see older trucks. They're already coming back. They're already expensive. And then what you're seeing nowadays is that the EPA is trying to outlaw the manufacturing of the parts. Like, you know, how when you if you want to build a car or a truck, you have to build it to the standards of today, right? You have to build it with the EPA standards, the fuel mileage standards of today, right? Well, what they're trying to do is they're trying to create the rule and expand it and say, hey, we're not talking about just about cars. We're talking about even the parts that go in the cars have to meet the EPA standards of today. So if you've got an older car or an older truck and you need parts for it, it's hard to get those parts because they're starting to crack down on how you manufacture those parts. So, you know, I was talking to an actual mechanic real quick. I was talking before we jump around here, but I was talking to a mechanic and he was talking about how it's like by 2037, they want all internal combustion engines off the roads by 2037. So what is that, 15 years? They want all internal combustion engine vehicles off the road. It'd be all electric. That's what he said, that he, when he participated in a meeting or a conference call with, you know, EPA officials and all that, that's what they say is, you know, and that might get pushed. It might get pushed to 2040 or whatever, but you're talking like within the next 15 or 20 years, they're going to keep pushing it. And, you know, look at battery powered cars. They're out there. You know, they're out there. Everybody has them. You know, they even have the hybrids where you plug it in, charge the battery. But if you do need, it has an internal combustion engine if you need it, you know. So yeah, all that's how that's done. Let's see here. But yeah, so check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. And don't forget to check out our great sponsor, SDPF Regeneration. So we're here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. And tomorrow, it's the Women of Redneck and Eyes at 7 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesdays, and that's every Wednesday. And that's the same number, 515-602-9731. Go check out our website. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, redneckandeyes.com. Hang tight. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio.
I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are roving wide. Just passed a Jimmy and a white. I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. It really seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Dave with Redneck and Knives Radio. We appreciate everybody joining along here. We just get back from a break here, and don't forget to call in 515-602-9731. We're here live every Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Like I said, we're doing a radio show here every weekday, 7 p.m. We have the Women of Redneck and Knives tomorrow at 7 p.m. Same number, 515-602-9731. We also do a two-hour show on Sunday. What we're still going to do is kind of... What we're going to do is kind of call that kind of a wind down. Kind of we take our time, a little less serious. And I don't know. I try to fit everything I can in an hour here and to see what I can do. We're talking about speed limiters. And then there was another thing where they've extended this task force. They're talking about truck leases. And I thought that was pretty interesting too myself. So check out one of our great sponsors, and that's Load to Ride Transportation. That's ltrtransportation.com. They're a great little trucking outfit. They're pretty big, but out of Denver, Colorado, ltrtransportation.com, Load to Ride Transportation. And they stay busy. All the drivers that I know that run for them, they're drop dead busy all the time. And I always thought it was really cool that they actually have more interaction with like brokers and shippers and all that as drivers, because you work for those major big mega carriers. It's kind of like, just do what we tell you and drop and hook and all that stuff. And at LTR, they got drop and hook, but see, they do so many different stuff. They got dry van, reefer, and they do the containers and all that. So you never know, you know, and it's always something different. So like I said, you can check them out, ltrtransportation.com, or give them a call, 720-277-0030. And when you talk to them, just make sure you let them know that you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Knives, because we really do appreciate them. Like I said, ltrtransportation.com. So, yeah, we were talking about speed limiters and talking about how there's a comment section. You go to regulations.gov. I figured this out, regulations.gov, and then there's a home page, and then you'll see it on there. It says, what it says is FMCSA. It says Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. And then it says parts and accessories necessary for safe operations. And you're like, well, what does that mean? And then, of course, it has in next to that, it says speed limiting devices. And you can go comment on the rule. It says document details. It says advance notice of supplemental proposed rulemaking. FMCSA announces its intent to proceed with a speed limiter rulemaking by preparing a supplemental notice of proposed rulemaking to follow up on the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and FMCSA jointly issued September 7th, 2016 notice of proposed rulemaking on this subject. What is this one? They keep putting acronyms everywhere and then they try to spell them out and everything. And it's like, whatever. And it says, this will propose that motor carriers operating commercial motor vehicles in the interstate commerce with a gross vehicle weight rating of, or gross vehicle weight of 11,794 kilograms or more, which is 26,000 pounds or more, whichever is greater, they are required with an electronic engine control unit capable of governing the maximum speed be required to limit the CMV to a speed to be determined by the rulemaking and to maintain the ECU setting for the service life of the vehicle. With this notice of intent, FMCSA's request public comment and data regarding the adjustment and programming of ECUs. Comments must be received on or before by June 3rd of 2022. So less than a month away. I think it says it's 24 days left. And it says you may submit comments identified by Docker number using any of the following methods: federal rulemaking portal, by mail, hand delivery by or courier, or by fax. And it's got a fax number you can fax that to. For further information, contact Mr. Luke Loy, Office of Vehicle and Roadside Operations at FMCSA, New Jersey Avenue, Washington, D.C., la-di-da-da-da. And it's got mcpsv at dot.gov if you have any questions or viewing or submitting material to the docket. So there you go. It's got other stuff on here. It says, submitting comments, confidential business information, viewing comments and documents, Privacy Act. So it's got all the lawyer jargon that you need to put in there. So it said, well, you can put all this over here. We're going to tell you that we're not going to share it or sell it, but we are. That's how that's going to go. But there's a comment period. Like I said, we've shared that website over to our Facebook page and our Twitter account, but you can just go to regulations.gov, and it's on there. It's like the second one, and you can check that out. There we go. So check that out. And like I said, according to what we saw in an article, that the speed limiter determined, like, they're going to, what speed is it going to be, right? And what they're going to say is it could be 60, could be 65, could be 68. They don't know. So, I think they might, if they do decide, it'll probably be 68 or 70. That's what I think. But like I said, regulations.com is where you can find that. But in my opinion, what I think would happen is if they said, okay, the national speed limiter law is going to be at 68, I think you're going to see a lot of these carriers that are at 65, they're going to probably bump it up to 68, just because they can. It's kind of a job thing, It's like everybody's governed at 68. We want to be at 68, but we're at 65 right now. I don't know. They might not, and because they say fuel. It's about fuel for a lot of these carriers. These carriers that govern their trucks, it's more about fuel than it is about safety. It has nothing to do with safety. It's all about fuel. So the people that are probably against it are the people that sell diesel fuel. They're the ones that are against it, because they're like, no, they'll be saving fuel. They'll be saving money on fuel. Don't do that. Yeah, I'll tell you what. So, tell me what you think. 515-602-9731. We're just chilling over here. The other thing that we were going to talk about a little bit, I mentioned it yesterday, and it's still going on right now. You can submit an application, a resume, to the FMCSA to be on the Truck Leasing Task Force of the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, chartered by the Secretary of Transportation, where they chartered it on February 11th, 2022, and they're charging this task force with examining the terms, conditions, and equability of the common truck leasing agreements, particularly as they impact owner-operators and the trucking business subject to such agreements. The USDOT will include the U.S. Department of Labor in the task force deliberations. And you can apply, and you fax over, or you can email a resume and a letter. They want a letter saying why you want to do it, and then like a resume of what all you've done. And then they'd like to have a letter. It says here also a letter of recommendation from someone that you have, firsthand accomplishments with you, like a supervisor or a colleague. And you can email all of that to TLTF at DOT.gov. So, and they're taking that until the end of this week, which is May 13th. It says the application period has been extended by 1 week through Friday, May 13th. So I thought that was just funny to me. down here, the most hilarious is, just like what Greg talked about on Sunday, members serve without pay and are chosen from a field of qualified candidates for 2-year term. This is an all-electronic application process. FMCSA encourages diverse, non-traditional representatives, especially women and people of color, to apply to serve on the task force. What about like rednecks? I mean, that's non-traditional, wouldn't you think? I don't know. I mean, yeah, you know, and that's what I don't like. You know, hey, if you're a country boy and you went to Harvard and you old country boy and you went to Harvard and you now you work for a big business or you're a lawyer or whatever, you're not a redneck, okay? Redneck are the boys, they're the guys that get out there and drive trucks and climb under cars and work on machinery and get dirty and play in the mud. Those are the rednecks. So that's, and I'll stand by that because Duck Dynasty, you know, hey, those are smart guys. And they went out and they made some pretty good money. And you know what they did? They said, you know what? I'm going to go back and do what I want to do, which is be a redneck. Go play in the mud. Go fishing. Go hunting. That's what they did, you know. And even the dad there, the Duck Dynasty pop, I forgot his first name, but he was playing football. And they said, hey, we want you to play football. You're an awesome football player. He goes, nah, I'm going duck hunting. Oh, man. But, yeah. So maybe we do need to apply. I don't know. Might have to think about that. Cat till Friday. One of the other things that I was going to talk about, and we'll bring that up here. We're gonna slide on over and see what else is going on. But right now you can go check out Redneck and Eyes. Redneckandeyes.com is our website. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. We appreciate everybody joining along and listening. Like I said, if you want to be part of the conversation, just hit one. And we appreciate everybody doing that. But don't forget our sponsor. That's Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com. Give them a call, 720-277-0030. And we're trucking right along here. We'll step away and we'll finish out this last round here. It's going to be, you know, we're already halfway through, so we'll do a little quick break and then we'll just keep on going through this whole thing with our last topic. All right, hang on tight. It's Redneck and Eyes Radio.
Smoking Pall Malls, watching Laura Ingalls. And Granny's getting lit, she's heading out to bingo. Yeah, my buddies and me are going mudding down on Blue Hole Road. You know we let it play.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Dave with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. If you're part of the conversation, just hit one. We appreciate everybody joining along. We were just talking about life on the road, you know, dealing with the issues that we're talking about here, and it's speed limiters. There's a comment period right now going on with the speed limiters where you can go to regulations.gov, and they're doing it where they're going to make it mandatory with every truck that's manufactured either 2003 or newer are going to require to regulate the speed on the truck. And it could be anywhere from 60 to 68. They don't know yet. But that's yet to be determined. But they're offering a comment period, so you go to regulations.gov and you can comment on that proposed rule. Also, too, if you want to apply for being on the Truck Leasing Task Force, go check it out. That's pretty awesome. That is on the FMCSA website. And I think if you just Google FMCSA's TLTF, the Truck Leasing Task Force, you can send your resume and letter of desire or whatever, you know, check all that out. And the email address is TLTF@DOT.gov. So that's pretty exciting. And that says they recommend diverse non-traditional representatives, especially women and people of color, to apply to serve on the task force. And if you are an owner-operator in the trucking industry experience with lease purchase, then you should definitely apply. So there you go. That's pretty awesome. Like I said, 515-602-9731, and just go check them out. Don't forget one of our great sponsors, and that's Trucker Tools at truckertools.com, or download the Trucker Tools app from your app stores wherever you get them. And, you know, they do the load tracking, and you can find the truck stops, fuel stops, kind of stuff. You go in there and do a lot of route planning, all that kind of stuff. So that's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers. We appreciate all their support. So one of the things I was going to mention here, which I thought was pretty cool, like I said, anytime that the trucking industry gets kind of like the mainstream attention, then I'm always for that. So I'm going to bring on this here. I think this is from Fox News, and it's talking about trucking companies. And I'm going to let it start, and then it's probably going to do an ad, and I'll mute it and all this great stuff. Yeah, it's muted right now, going through an ad. So we'll do that, and I'm going to pull on my screen sharing here. And we'll get this going. We'll see how it works. Here you go.
All right, now the bad news. More pain at the pump as gas and diesel prices reach new record highs. And it's not only the only bump in the road for truckers, with companies dealing with supply chain delays and a massive driver shortage. Here to discuss, the co-owner and president of JKC Trucking in Illinois, Mike Kucharski, owner of H&M Trucking in Ohio, Gary Allison, along with Shelly Conaway, a truck driver from West Virginia. And it looks like, Shelly, are you in your truck right now?
Yes, I am. I'm at a truck stop, so it's a little loud outside.
Okay, well, it's better that you're at a truck stop and not driving at the time. Shelly, what are you hauling right now?
We mainly haul aluminum, food-grade aluminum for, like, cans for food and beer and drinks.
Sure. So we know how the supply chain works. If you, Shelly, are hauling aluminum and the price of your diesel goes up, then that means the price of cans and cars goes up too, right?
Exactly. And on average,
maybe not.
It costs, a truck averages 5 to 7 miles to the gallon. So that puts fuel costs alone at a dollar or just over a dollar per mile.
Okay. Mike, what does your company haul a lot of?
Thank you for having me on again. We specialize in hauling LTL food products, so anything frozen, perishable, chilled, protected from heat, protected from cold. We haul everything, all food products.
Yeah. So if it's perishable, you and I both know you've got to get it to the grocery store quickly, which means regardless of the price on the pump, you got to pay it.
Correct. You know, we're hauling produce, and we're cooling. The cooling unit runs on diesel also on top of the truck. So our costs are even further more than other truckers. And, yeah, the produce, it needs to be cooled all the time so we can get to the store so it could be distributed without going bad.
Yeah. Gary, I understand with your company 2 weeks ago you saw the price of diesel. It went down 2 cents. And what did you think?
We thought maybe it might level off, but within a matter of days, it went back up 25 cents above what it was.
And these numbers are just jaw-dropping. You know, from where you sit, Gary, from where you sit, Joe Biden's going to have an address later today to talk about how he's going to help people all across the country when it comes to gas and oil and stuff like this. What should he say? I mean, what does he need to do to help people in your industry?
He has to open up all the drilling, and we have to be able to get oil from our own country, not from somebody that hates us, like all the countries that we're buying barrels of oil off of right now.
Yeah, sure. Shelly, in addition to trucking, you also run a nonprofit called Trucks with Room to Spare. How has that been impacted by the high cost of gas?
Well, you know, we work with nonprofits that can't afford freight rates as it is, and we work with volunteer drivers that most of the time they pay their own fuel costs, which we rely strictly on donations. Last year during hurricane season, we were paying just below $3 a gallon for fuel. This year it's going to be double that.
Yeah, and so it's hard for people to donate that out of their pocket, even though they're doing a good thing, because it's so expensive. And Mike, speaking of expensive, in the year, apparently we got a hold of your books. In 2021, you spent $3.2 million on diesel, $3.2 million last year. We're only up to May. Right. How much have you spent so far this year?
Well, last year I spent 3.2 and I bought 1.1 million gallons of diesel in 2021. 2022, first quarter, I've only bought 972,000 gallons of diesel, but I'm already at $4.2 million. And the first quarter is January to April. Second quarter is going up. You know, just by those calculations, my fuel costs are up 47%, and second quarter is going to be even worse.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right. And Gary, give you the final word. You say that what Joe Biden needs to do is the country needs to drill again.
Yeah, I think that we need to open up every avenue that we can keep the oil flowing in our country and not have to go abroad.
All right. Well, let's see what happens with the president later today. Mike and Gary and Shelley, thanks for pulling over. You can get back on the road.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. And we can stop sharing. There we go. Then I can exit out of this, right? No? I can do that. There we go. I was like, sorry, where's that pulling up at? There we go. So, yeah, there you go. It's what it is that they were on Fox and Friends this morning. And, you know, I hate it, really. I mean, I'm excited that the people got on Fox News and they're talking about trucking on Fox News, the mainstream like that. You know, anytime you do that, that's great for trucking. But you could tell the guy running the interview there, he's just, you know, wow, truck drivers, wow. It was so expensive, wow. That's all he cares, you know. Bugs the hell out of me. and then the people on there, you know, they're nervous as all get out. I've been there, done that too. Where you say, you know, I'm gonna say it. Then you get on there and go, man, oh man. But yep, when you talk about, you know, making it these days with all of the high prices and everything, we say it all the time right here. Like what he said on the Fox News there was, well, that means if you're paying more for diesel, that means the cost of the car gets more expensive, right? Yeah, the cost of the car might get more expensive, but you know, there's a lot of truck drivers out there that aren't seeing it. They're not seeing the increase in rates because there are people out there that say, nah, I can't pay you that much. And then when you're you know, on the brink of going broke, and you got to make money to even pay for the fuel or to pay rent, truck payment, whatever, you take what you can get. And that's where we end up in, is a lot of drivers are in that spot where they just take what they can get. And we just need to stop that. That's the whole point, is we got to stop it. We got to stop with this, I'll take what I can get mentality, you know, or they say, you know, I think what it is, too, a lot of times, I think I fell for it, too, where you're a good person, right? And you're always trying to appease. I don't know. You fall into the trap where you might be more of a appeaser, where you might be willing to, like, say, you know, I'm a good guy. I'm not going to do you wrong. And so the guy calls you up, and he takes advantage of that. You know, he'll say, hey, you know, I can use you. I can pay you good. Okay, pay me good. Well, I can't pay you good right now, because the load doesn't pay that good, but the next load I can get you. And then you do that and you get to the next load and you're like, he's like, well, this one's not paying as much as I thought it was, but it's still paying pretty good. And it's like, well, when am I going to start making money? When are you going to start paying me that good freight that you said you had? Well, I'm working on it. Bear with me. And you know, you're trying to hold it out. And it's like, no, man, it ain't working, you know? And those brokers that you're talking to that way, and you're wondering to yourself, they're just going to go find somebody else and they might pay them more. No, they'll go to the next guy. The next guy will do the same thing. Hey, I'll haul one or two loads for you, but you know, you say you're going to pay me good. When are you going to start paying me good? And he goes, oh, I'm working on it. Bear with me. No, I'm done. He just goes to the next guy because he's got probably, you know, if he's got five loads to move every day, he's probably got, you know, everybody says, well, there's not enough freight. there's more trucks than our freight. I don't know. I see drivers out there just, you know, I think I see it differently because you still see low rates. You see low rates. I saw it on here. I was on a load board where I was looking at the load board, and the load boards were paying from here to Dallas, South Texas to Dallas, was paying like $2,000. Okay. And that might be pretty good. I don't know. I think that's pretty low considering the fuel and all that. Well, I know for a fact that the shipper called the broker to book a load, and the broker said, yeah, we're going to charge you $6 a mile. That's our rate. And I told the shipper, I said, well, maybe you need to shop around. And he shopped around a little bit, and they're all charging between $5 to $6 a mile. But you look on the load board is only paying $2 to $3 a mile. That's it. So the shippers that don't, if the shippers aren't on the load board, they don't know that they're only paying the driver $2 or $3 a mile. You know, and then if you're a truck driver, not talking to the shippers, you know, and you're not realizing it, that, hey, these shippers are paying a lot of money to haul this freight, and we're not getting all that money. You know, we talked about it yesterday. There's so many hands in the pot, and it's crazy. You got to stop doing that crap. You know, the driver's the one that needs to be making the money. You know, I mean, to me, even as a company driver, you know, where you're set, right? Your rate is set. You're going to get paid so many cents a mile, you know, whatever, regardless. You know, maybe even the company driver needs to be paid more when the rates go up. Like maybe there needs to be, you know, maybe the company can say, you know, hey, I'll always pay you this rate. The rates go up, then I'll cut you in on that. Now, a lot of companies, what they have is they have what they call a profit sharing in their retirement account. And I'm in that pool. And I'll tell you what, that retirement account, it's getting pretty big these last couple of years, you know. So then these companies, they're giving raises. They're paying their drivers, the good ones. So if you're out there, you know, trying to make it as owner operator, and maybe, you know, and I always say this because that's what I did. As an owner operator, I was not a good mechanic. And if you're not a good mechanic and you're having to pay people to work on your truck, and you've got an older truck that needs to be worked on a lot, and you don't have all the necessary knowledge and skill or tools to work on your truck, and you got to pay somebody to do it, then yeah, you're not making it, because that price is going to go up. So, and I'll tell you right now, there are companies out here, company drivers out here making $100,000 to $150,000 a year, company drivers. And if you're out there not making $100,000 as a company driver, and you've got at least 3 years experience, you're getting scammed. You should be making more, as long as you got the experience, and you're not out there tearing up crap. So yeah. Yeah, it's cool. We got about 10 minutes left. So if you want to give me a holler, like I said, 515-602-9731. Other than that, we're pretty much done. We're going to talk about the regulations.gov, which is the comment period where you need to comment on the speed limiting devices. And that's going to go on until June 3rd. There's 24 days left on that. And you can go to regulations.gov and you can comment on that. And then also, I think I'm going to throw my hat in the ring here and see about getting on this truck lease task force. And that you can send them a resume at tltf@dot.gov. And that's until Friday, May 13th, which is this Friday coming up. I would love to be on there. And I'm assuming it's all done through like conference calls and, you know, on the internet, like Zoom or whatever. That's what I'm assuming it's going to be. And it's because it's no pay for 2 years. And so, I'm sure that's going to be full of lawyers that are going to try to throw all their little jargon around. And I just love to have somebody like myself, you know, that's been in the lease purchase programs. I've been on both ends of it, where I've had drivers work for me that were doing lease purchase, and I've done lease purchase. And so yeah, that would be a lot of fun to listen. I mean, I would just like being a fly on the wall to their meetings, you know, because you know nothing's going to happen. That's what you know. You know nothing's going to happen. But there we go. Boom, Rocky Mountain Way. Man, I love this song. This is awesome. (Laughs) But yeah, so go check us out, redneckandeyes.com. We appreciate everybody joining along for that. And don't forget to go check out our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. YouTube, it's funny, you know, I play this music every now and then, kind of move things along, and YouTube's like, we don't like when you do that. We're going to stop. We're going to block you because you're trying to make money off of playing that music. And it's like, no, I'm talking over the music. You can barely hear the music. I don't play the whole music. I don't know. But anyway, like I said, go check us out at redneckandeyes.com. All the links to our sponsors are on there. Go check out DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. Go check out Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com. And then go check out Trucker Tools, the Trucker Tools app, truckertools.com. Appreciate all their support. And those links to those websites on those sponsors are all on our website, redneckandeyes.com. Also, links to our social media accounts. We've got Twitter. We've got Instagram. We got Facebook, of course, and YouTube. You can click on the links to go to all those different websites to see our pages on that. And like I said, please like and subscribe, share our stuff. Talking about truck lease, one of our videos that gets watched a lot is me just explaining the good and the bad and the ugly of the lease purchase. And, you know, it's one of those things where, hey, do it if you want to do it, but just understand that, you know, it's everything stacked against you, you know, when you're a truck driver going into that. So, but until next time, like I said, we're going to just hang out here and we're going to keep on going. Tomorrow is Women of Redneck and I, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 515-602-9731. And then I'll be back Thursday, Friday. And then we'll have a good two-hour show on Sunday. Nice and smooth, relaxed, laid back, you know, not too serious. We can talk about fun stuff or we can talk about just what everybody's having for dinner, you know, whatever. So, like I said, give us a holler here. Don't forget the number, 515-602-9731, and go check it out. Go check out everything. We appreciate everybody joining us. So until next time, everybody stay safe, stay successful, and we'll see you out there on the road.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I's, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Recording stopped.